A question here about identity theft. Should we be concerned about it when using social media and just online services? And the answer is absolutely yes. This is something that is, I think all of us have to become more and more savvy about it, because the scammers and spammers are becoming more savvy. So you and I have to become savvy. And so it's kind of like this, it's, I would call it, some people might call it digital literacy, but different from literacy is that you have to just keep on learning more to like keep yourself safe. So I'm going to give you two things, okay, that are key. And there are entire courses about identity theft, and you can go on YouTube and search this topic to, you know, prevent identity theft and all that stuff. And there are lots of videos, and it's a bit of a rabbit hole. I'll also say, for preface this by saying, the more you get into this stuff, the more you get scared, right? So right. It's kind of like the more you research an illness, the more you're like, oh my God, maybe I have it. Or like, you know, you start to like almost manifest it a little bit, maybe not. But so just we need some balance here too. It's like, you don't want to look too much into it. I think what's healthy is to look at the people around you, the people you know, the people you interact with, and notice what issues seem to be coming up, not just what people are scaring you for, like, because if they're scaring you, they're probably trying to sell you something. Okay. Like, that's why you should sign up for our identity theft protection services. So please don't do that. I don't have any identity theft protection services that I'm paying for. I do understand some people want to pay for some extra protection. It's fine. But look at the people around you, ask your friends, hey, what are the key steps you're taking? This is actually a good topic to put on social media. I think everyone, that's why I'm recording this. I think there's not enough talk about this. So I invite everybody here to make a post on social media if you want to sometime. Hey, friends, I'm curious, what are you doing to protect yourself from identity theft when you use online services like social media? I'm curious, please comment below, because this is important and it's always evolving. So that's a good topic to have discussion with your friends. And, you know, some of your friends might, again, come across with like really scary stuff, which is like really rare. The problem is there are always exceptional stories that make us feel like, oh my God, we should lock everything down and like never leave our homes and never turn on the computer and always cover our cameras because someone's watching. No, I mean, just know that there are always exceptional stories that'll get your attention, but it's really more like, what have you guys experienced? Like actually experienced, not the scary stuff that you hear about, but have you gotten hacked? Has anyone gotten hacked here? And what do you wish you did? You know, thank you for being a cautionary tale, right? No, what did you wish you did? Or do you know someone personally who did something they're glad they did? So I'll tell you, just a few weeks ago, my neighbor came to me, upstairs neighbor came to me and says, George, what happened was she sent me a Facebook message saying, and the Facebook just said this, it was very short. It said, I think you know him. He got into an accident and there was a link, right? And then of course I didn't click the link because I have literacy about this stuff. I'm gonna go, yeah, any message from somebody that is not in their typical voice and wants you to click on a link. So that's like, but there's like this kind of stuff you just have to learn with experience, right? Like, and I'm telling you now, right? Any message, email, Facebook message, direct message. Well, it's from Mary, right? It's a direct message from Mary. It must be from Mary. No, Mary's account could have gotten it. Anyway, so I didn't click on the link, of course, and I immediately message her in a different way. I didn't reply to that message because obviously her account was hacked. In my view, I messaged her in a different way. You know, she sent me a Facebook message. So I messaged her through text messaging and say, hey, I think your account may have been hacked. I have a little bit of time today. Please come down and I'll help you out. So she came down and indeed she said, I didn't send that message to you. And she said, yeah, actually, I heard from my cousin also who said, is this you? And so I looked at her Facebook. I'm like, you have not set up two-factor authentication? And she's like, what's that? And I'm like, and I'm going to show you why I am, you know, kind of indignant about this, not indignant, but I'm shocked because I've had this pinned post on my Facebook for over a year. And the reason I pin it is because even my own neighbor who actually reads my Facebook post doesn't follow my instructions, right? Which is why their account got hacked. And so, you know, I just want, that's why I will keep it pinned up here, because this is, it's like, many people have not taken this basic step. Like, you have to set up two-factor authentication for services that are frequently hacked, like Facebook and Instagram. And, you know, obviously, not obviously, maybe you don't know, your PayPal, your bank, these things should all, anything that's like critical or frequently hacked, should set up what's called 2FA or two-factor authentication. And I will be sure to put this link below this video. But this link only gives the Facebook, Instagram instructions for 2FA. So you should go to your bank, your PayPal, your Venmo, your whatever is especially financially related or like very popular services. Those are all easily hacked, frequently hacked. And so you set up 2FA. So that, what's 2FA? It's basically, if my neighbor had set up 2FA, which I helped her do, then she would have gotten a text message saying, are you trying to log into your Facebook account? Here's the code. And she'll be like, I didn't try to log in my Facebook account, right? And so she won't do the code and the hacker won't be able to log in. That's what 2FA. 2FA is simply two-factor authentication, just like it sounds. Instead of just your password as one factor to authenticate yourself, you need a second factor for the website to be sure that you are who you are. And the second factor usually is like some kind of text message or an authentication app on your phone. If you don't know what an authentication app is, it's go to your app store on your phone and download Google Authenticator. That's legit for sure. Don't do any other authenticator app. I don't know any other one. Google has its official authenticator app. Make sure it's the one that's been downloaded millions and millions of times and has probably tens of thousands of positive reviews. That is the one. And then the Google Authenticator app, you will then add, you will then open up the app and click on the plus button and then add, you can either scan a QR code or set up. You will then, for example, you would go to Google Authenticator app, add, and then go to Facebook Authenticator and say, give me a QR code, and the Google app will scan it. So now from now on, you can get the code directly from the app instead of having it sent to you via text message. It's just a little bit of convenience, but using your text message for authentication is just fine, as your second factor is just fine as well. So if you have any other privacy, identity theft tips, please let us know below. But all I'm going to say is, like I said, three tips to summarize. One is post on social media and ask your friends what their best tips are, number one, so everyone can think about it again. And step number two is, please, everyone, set up your two-factor authentication for all your important services. And three is just know that scammers are always trying to impersonate your friends and impersonate websites too. So one thing you should definitely learn, I'll end here, is do you know what a phishing website looks like? P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G, phishing, P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G. I'm really, okay, I'll just, so this is a humble brag, not so humble brag. I have not had any of my social media or bank, I have not been hacked ever since I started using the internet in early 2000s. I have not been hacked once. Not on Facebook, Instagram. I have clients left and right. Not thankfully, it doesn't happen that often. But every year, I have heartbreaking stories of clients who got their Facebook account taken away from them because it was hacked. And it, as we all, some of us know, Facebook customer service is really bad. Now they have something called Meta Verified, which you pay like $15 a month. Essentially, it's kind of like Facebook's identity theft protection service. But you have to pay them $15 a month for your Facebook and $15 a month for your Instagram, $30 a month just to get Facebook to make sure they keep your account. And for some of us, it's worth it because it's business oriented. But yeah, so I have not gotten hacked at all. Not my Facebook, not my Instagram, not my bank accounts, not my PayPal. While I've seen friends, family, clients, everyone around me has gotten hacked in some way. I'm like, My literacy is really good. And why? Because I understand phishing, phishing. Go to YouTube and search, how do I know if a website is a phishing website, with a phishing? Because when you go to a link, you don't even know, you saw some post or whatever, or message, you go to a link, it looks just like your PayPal login page. It looks just like Bank of America. It looks just like Venmo. It looks just, it's exact. You compare side by side, you're like, I can barely tell any difference. The only thing you can tell is the URL. Most people don't even know how to look at a URL. Do you know how to look at the URL? Do you? When I say by URL, I mean, do you know how to study this thing at the top above the website? Do you know how to study that? Do you know how to study this https://www.com? Do you know how to click on this link and see where it's really from? Right, this lockbox icon that's always up to the left of a URL. These are basic phishing literacy techniques, and most people don't. Most people don't. My name, you know, most people don't. So that's why we need to spread the word. And that's why I haven't gotten hacked, because I know about this stuff. And so, and I also, yeah, anyway, so I think that's good enough. I hope this is helpful. I hope this saves a lot of frustration from some of you and your friends and family. And thank you so much for watching this.